Make a list of everything that goes on in your daily life. And anything that is not inspiring to you in that day, write that down and then ask, how is doing this activity, since you're going to do it anyway, how is doing that activity going to help you fulfill your highest values and your mission? At first you're going to think, well, it doesn't. That's why I don't like doing it. But look again. See, it's not what happens to you, it's how you perceive it. William James said, the greatest discovery of our generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their perceptions and attitudes of mind. So what you do is you take everything that you do in a day and you ask the question, because remember, the quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask, and you ask the question, how is doing this activity going to help me fulfill my mission on this planet and help me fulfill what's most inspiring and meaningful to me? And don't stop asking the question and don't stop listing the answers until you have tears in your eyes, until you can see it. Because if you're going to go through your day and do things anyway, if you don't see the link to your highest values, it becomes friction instead of fuel. It becomes baggage instead of inspiration. And it, in a sense, takes you away and distracts you instead of focuses you. But if you can take the time to link whatever you're doing to that highest value, you inspire your life. So take whatever it is that you're doing and link it to your highest values by asking the question, how is this going to help me fulfill my purpose? The second thing you do is every single thing that is on your mind, you write it down. Everything. Personal, professional, financial, business, whatever. Write it down. And then ask yourself these four or five questions. One, is this something I can do anything about? If I can, great. Is it something for me to do or something to delegate? If it is something I can't do a thing about, let me dump it. Let me get it out of my mind and become aware that I can't do anything about it. If it's something I can do about it, let me write down who I'm going to delegate it to, or if it's for me to do, when I'm going to do it. Write down who I'm going to delegate it to and when I want to delegate it to them, or when am I going to do it. And I put a date on it, and I take it out of my mind now, and I put it on the date that it actually needs to be done. Because we surround our mind and fill our mind with things that we carry around that aren't going to be done for days, weeks, or months, or years, and cloud our mind today and keep us from being powerful and present today because we're distracted by the events and assumptions of what things we need to do tomorrow. If you do not have a logging, day planning system to put those ideas down into their proper dates, then you're going to basically have your mind filled with low priority distractions today. A short pencil is much wiser than a long memory. So what happens is if you take those ideas and put them into time frames and take them and dissolve the distractions by putting them into appropriate times for yourself or others and date them, and then have a day planner, some form of a day planner that allows you to get to them then and not today, you can be present and inspired today on the things that are highest priority today. So first, link everything you do to that which is highest on your values. Keep refining that, then do a distraction resolution by listing everything that's on your mind today and putting them into do, delegate, dump, and date them. Do them, delegate them, dump them, or date them. Then, when you get that, then prioritize your actions. Mary Kay Cosmetics, I spoke for them many years ago, and lovely Mary Kay before she passed away, I asked her, is there any advice you can give a young aspiring speaker? And in her platinum hair and her mannerisms, she said, every day you write down the 6 or 7 of the highest priority actions you could do that day that will help you fulfill your dreams. Write them down, prioritize them, do them in the order of priority, and then reward yourself that night with a sound sleep. So every day, if you don't decide the priorities according to your values and plant flowers in your mind, somebody else is going to do it. Whoever has the agenda rules the game. You might as well have an agenda for your own life. Now, there's a law, I call it DeMartini's law, that any space and time that's not filled with high priority things will become filled with low priority things. And any energy or resource that you have access to will be consumed by low priority things if you don't consume it with high priority things. And it is your accountability to take the time to focus and define what that is and then fill your day with it. So by prioritizing like that, you increase the probability of that in living your mission. In the process of doing that, the next thing to do to be motivated, you might say, and less distracted, is also continue to take your love list and your mission, your purpose that you're defining, and every single day you read it, and every day you refine it and keep refining it. My mission statement, which I started in 1973, has been updated 46 times over the last 31 years. I've refined it. Started out that I dedicate my life to the study of universal laws as it relates to mind, body, and spirit, particularly as it relates to healing. And I want to travel the world, research these laws, and share them with every country and every person around the world, and get handsomely paid and live a privileged life. Basically, that's how it emerged. And as it kept emerging, now it's a very condensed and concentrated, very detailed, laid out mission statement. Every time I get something that inspires me, I listen to something, or I read something, or I just meditate and get an idea, I put it in there, and I fill that book with things that are inspiring to me. All of those will help you become more motivated. The next thing is to surround yourself with people who are inspired. Hang out where people who are inspired hang out. Go and read the biographies of inspired people. I assure you they're surrounding. When there are opportunities to be around people who are inspired, take advantage of it. Tonight is an opportunity to be around an inspiration. I'm an inspired person. In the process of doing it, I love what I'm doing. Being around people that are doing that, it rubs off.